servicehouston.com. Another proud sponsor of KAYT.
The month of May marked the beginning of the adjustment of the federal and local shelter-in-place orders. We at the Black Radio Project realize that in an attempt to reignite the economy, efforts are being made to relax guidelines and stimulate spending. With these relaxations, scientists are projecting the escalation of COVID-19 cases and deaths in poor working class and black communities. However, our commitment to the safety of our community is paramount to all of us. And as a concerned leadership organization, we at the Black Radio Project Partners seek to become essential in the dissemination of virtual information in our communities, endeavor diligently to commit to honor our traditions, cultures, and communities by presenting clear and relevant information during this pandemic and beyond. Remember, mask up, wash up, and stay safe. This message is being brought to you by the Black Radio Project Partners.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. I love Psalm 118, verse 24, which says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." This verse is a great way to start the day with a giant dose of hope. It says, there's great purpose in the day. God has given me another day to live and breathe, and it's best if I spend my time during the day rejoicing and being glad. That might sound a little religious to you, the word rejoicing in particular. The word actually means to feel or show great joy or delight. I take a couple things from this. Approaching the day with an attitude of joy and gratitude is a great way to live hope. But it's also a powerful way to go through the rest of the day as well. No matter what happens, no matter what come my way, whether good or bad, I will choose to be glad. Connect with us at livehopenow.com.
This is what it means to live hope.
Well, we don't have a whole lot of birthdays on this October 29th day, but that which we have, we want to celebrate. On the birthday list this morning, let's say happy birthday, Kimberly White, Dennis H. Peterson Jr., Toyna Thornton Harris, and Cassia Trine. Happy birthday to all of our birthday people around the world.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And of course, if you happen to run into any of the birthday people around town, give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. Our Bible Jeopardy clue from the category Letters or Epistles to the Churches, here it is. According to 1 John 4, why should we not believe every spirit or doctrine? Is it because there are many false prophets in the world? Is it because some things are not needful to learn? Is it because the flesh profiteth little? Or is it because in order not to increase sorrow? Well, if you responded, what is many false prophets in the world, that, my friend, is the correct answer. What is many false prophets in the world? And guess what? Miss Bertha Page in Monroe got it right. Miss Martha Coleman in Monroe got it right. Miss Kimberly Davis in Alexandria got it right as well. Thank you, ladies, for hanging out with us in the Ham Camp and knowing that word. We also want to send a big shout out to Apostle Raymond Green in New Iberia and the folks over at Moe's Restaurant there in New Iberia. Thank you so much for listening to the Hamp Camp, the Wade Hampton Show. I want to share something with you today before I go. And as born-again believers and people who follow Jesus Christ, we have a covenant right to everything that God has already provided for us, whether it's divine health, whether it's prosperity, whether it's for our children to live well and to be doing the right thing. We have a divine right to call those things in. And so I think it's important for me to remind you the importance of just saying the right things over your life and over your children. It's vital that you not say stuff like, oh, my child, he just won't do right. Oh, he on them drugs or he in them gangs. Listen, we've got to start saying the things that we want to see because we have a covenant right to those things. My child is doing well. My son and my daughter, they're doing just fine. They're following the Lord. They're full of wisdom. Things like that. That's what we should be confessing over our children and over our own lives. And if you're not well, you're sick in your body, you have that covenant right to divine health. My body is strong. I am well. By Jesus' stripes, I'm already healed. We've got to start demanding our covenant rights in this world. We're not waiting to get that new body in the sweet by and by. We can have that right here in this world. All right? All right. Just want to put you in remembrance of that. Hey, that's it, and that's all for the Wade Hampton Show today. Thank you so much for hanging out with me and joining me today. I hope that you've enjoyed it as much as I've enjoyed having had you here. Now, remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying. Keep positive. And keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. Now, if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. So until we meet again, remember, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
Mary, Mary, say, Mary, Mary, say, baby, say,
I just want to tell the truth, man.
that I walk now.